This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Phil's had a great end to their day. They won, you know, again, five in a row. They're on fire. They are on fire right now.
Jesus Luzardo,
baby. That guy, for sure. Bryce is picking it up. The Phillies are really playing some terrific baseball approaching Memorial Day. Look, we'll do a lot on the Phils today. We'll do a lot on the Eagles. It's Tush Push Day. This is it. This is decision day for the NFL. We'll know in a couple hours the verdicts. We'll have debate day here, debate week at WIP. Some of it will be Tush Push related and some on some other topics. We'll get to that. A lot on the Eagles yesterday, the press conferences, many that they had. Audio from that. We got Phillies tickets to give away and certainly your phone calls at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Trains were invented before bicycles.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, that's pretty wild,
hard
man.
Hard to believe.
That's a wild one.
The first practical steam-powered railway locomotive,
yep,
called Blücher, was built by George Stephenson in 1814.
Wow.
The bicycle, the first bicycle, the Swift Walker, invented by Carl von Drees, was created in 1817.
That's stunning
Swift
to me.
Swift Walker's
Three
good.
Years. Yeah,
that,
Swift Walker.
That is, that's very surprising
I agree.
To me.
Sounds
stunning.
Like Joe. When he's running.
Write the nickname down.
There you go. All right, let's get to it here. Guys, so we're going to do a lot on the Phils today. So obviously, they deserve a lot of praise. And if you want to comment on Lazard, look, if you missed the game last night, he dominated again. Didn't go that deep, you know, six innings, which is kind of his typical. But here's, I'll just give you one stat to know about Lazard that really sums up his excellence so far this year. He's made 10 starts. He has given up two runs or less in 9 of the 10 starts.
Haven't lost.
That's how you end up with a 1.95 ERA.
Right. So this guy deserves big praise, and obviously we will give it to him today, and you can as well at 215-592-9494. By the way, Mets lost yesterday, so with that Phils win, Phils are a game and a half up. You got to feel pretty good about where they're at right now. All right, let's get to the Eagles. Let's get to the Tush Push. So this is it. This is the day. So, you know, bartender around 1:45 might say to you before 2 o'clock closing, last call. Guys, this is last call. Not to complain after the decision is rendered, but to make the argument, in your opinion, how it should be rendered. We're going to know in a few hours whether the Tush Push will go or will stay, at least for another season. John, I'm going to ask you, Devin, James, Rhea, everyone today at 215-592-9494. Try to give me, you know, as best you can, your succinct argument. Your succinct argument for why it should stay or why it should go. John Ritchie, first crack. Why should it stay? Why should it go? I know your answer is it should stay. Why?
Because it is a football play. It's a QB sneak that we will run with success, whether you can push Jalen's butt or not. You know, I would like to not have to worry about this being eliminated from the game because I know that we'll run the play with success and we'll go for it on our own 28-yard line when, you know, no, when it matters.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with what?
I don't agree with no tush push. I do not think the Eagles will go for it unless it's, you know, late in the fourth quarter from their own 28
yard line. I agree
with you,
Joe.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it sounded like you said the other way around.
No, okay. This is a play that changes the way the game is called.
Yeah, correct. Right.
We will likely have to, you know, edit the way we look at things as a fan base and, you know, as an offense. It's okay. Before 2004, you know, like the when this whole idea, I think the pushing was never a part of the game anyway. Like offensively,
that's right.
And we did.
It was not allowed until 20 years ago.
It just wasn't even a consideration.
No one thought to do it until about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So you say, because your main thing is it's to stay because it is a football play.
It's fine if it stays. It's fine if it goes.
Yep.
We will have success either way, but the difference will be in the way the game is called.
That is right.
We will be slightly less aggressive, which, you know, that's sort of disappointing to me. That's the one part that I wish were different.
It's going to hurt the Eagles.
I don't know that they had the votes. I don't know that this is the year that it happens.
We don't know for sure.
I do think that's Roger Goodell and the rest of the owners. I do think that's their ultimate goal.
I agree with
that. I don't know that it happens. I don't have the feeling that it happens now. And if it does, I'm okay with it because, again, I do think we will still have plays that work.
Yep.
In goal line and short
yardage. All right, so I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. What's your argument for why it should stay or go? If you want to, you know, come firing away at me, because you guys know how I feel, and I'll detail it in one moment, but if you want to fire away at me, you can, because I expect to get that today, and it is what it is. Look, I got three reasons why the tush push should be banned. And let me be very clear, disclaimer time, doesn't make me happy that it'll hurt the Eagles. Doesn't, obviously. Of course I want to see the Eagles win, and I want to see them have every advantage they can. And the tush push is an advantage. They have mastered it. No one else has. I think the argument that the Eagles are being targeted is a little overrated and overblown. I don't think the Eagles are being targeted. I think the play is being targeted. Here is three reasons why I believe the play should be banned. Number one, Bobo play. Not a football play. Rugby. Rugby. Rugby ratings aren't big in America. I just think it does not look like football. Number two, too predictable.
Hold on.
Okay.
I hear that argument all the time.
Yep, yep.
It's a play that's being run in a football game. I see crazy, like, swinging gate plays, mm-hmm. and I don't hear anyone complaining that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Doesn't look like a football play. When those plays happen and it doesn't look like a football play,
yep.
I like it. So your problem with plays that, quote, don't look like football plays mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense.
Fair enough.
Me.
Okay. Number two. This one I think doesn't get as much traction as it should in the discussion. Number two, and this is big for me, too predictable. So when I see Jalen Hurts in that squat motion getting ready to receive the snap, it is so overwhelmingly obvious that there's about a 95% chance the Eagles are going to run a quarterback
sneak.
But
it's not. What if
no,
they,
but it is.
What if they throw it, Joe?
But they,
that's the whole beauty of this play.
Hold on,
this year,
hold on. But
they
rarely,
don't have to hand it
John,
off.
But they rarely do.
Here's
but
my what better question. Can I ask a better question?
Sure.
How is that any different from a QB sneak? If it's 3rd and inches, 4th and inches, you know they're lining up for quarterback
no,
sneak.
No, you don't.
You do.
No,
though,
no,
Joe.
No,
to
no,
the same,
you don't.
Almost the same percentage of touch pushes.
No, you don't.
Dude,
come on.
No, absolutely not relenting on that. Because when it's a regular quarterback sneak, you have three options. Quarterback sneak, hand off to the running back, pass the ball.
And you have those exact same options
every
in this
time.
Situation,
yeah, but,
too.
But here's the deal. When the quarterback is flanked by two players directly behind him, directly, when I say directly, meaning within about 2 feet, I feel pretty damn confident he's not actually about to hand the ball off to
but
Dallas Goedert.
But we've seen him hand it off to someone else, and we've seen them
but
end
it's
around.
So, but it's so rare. No, you're
okay.
wrong. It's,
we've
you're wrong.
Seen it happen. They can
That's
do
why
other
I said 95%.
That's
did I say 100%? Did I say
100%? They can,
they did I say 100%?
Do whatever they want.
And James, your argument's
they could
wrong.
Potentially throw
because
it every time they
those,
run
for all those Tom Brady, for all those Tom Brady quarterback sneaks, there were plenty of times he did. And the linebackers and safeties were not lined up 9 in the box. They weren't to stop a Tom Brady quarterback sneak. They weren't. They weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they
and
were not. No, they were
talking
not.
We're talking inches. They were.
No, they were not.
You think they're back in nickel and dime looks when it's 4th and 1?
I think it's 3rd and 1. There's
and
plenty of. I think on 3rd and 1.
Shoved up at the line of scrimmage.
Nope.
I promise
nope.
you. You've got goal line. Joe, I played fullback.
John, look up the percentage
goal line
of time.
Short
John,
yardage.
John.
We have a different
Here
group of plays in the regular field for goal line and short yardage. That's where you run
no,
it.
No.
That's why you run it.
Totally disagree. Look, someone look up the percentage of times Tom Brady had a 3rd and 1 or a 4th and 1. What percentage of times was it a quarterback sneak? While he did it more than most quarterbacks, I guarantee it was a lot less of the Eagles sneak on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1. Predictability is number 2.
What are you talking
number
about?
3. It would be bad for the league and therefore bad for fans if it spreads. And I fear that it will, and I fear that it will through tight ends. No one's mastered it yet, but the quarterbacks, the coaches are going to be working on it. They're going to have their tight ends in training camp working on it. We saw teams late in the year trying to do that. Once they have more time to work on the technique and get a big burly guy back there, now I got a freaking tight end running a quarterback sneak. Bad for football. Bad for football.
Tight ends and quarterbacks are often
bad for football.
Same size. You know that?
Well, listen, there's a lot in the running age that aren't the size of tight ends.
Okay,
the guy in Carolina doesn't
are the, same
the guy
size
in Arizona doesn't look
these
like a tight end.
Quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts
yep.
is more powerful than most tight ends. So really, what's the difference?
I don't
whether
think Lamar
tight end
I don't think Lamar Jackson is
cases.
More powerful than
How
Mark
big
Andrews.
Is Josh Allen.
He's a big one.
How big are tight ends? Josh Allen is almost identical to
yeah,
a tight
you're,
end
but you're,
size.
But you're picking
what does
one
it matter if it's a tight end or a quarterback?
Do you think it matters if the quarterback sneak known as the tush push, expands to tight ends. Do you think it matters?
No.
I do. I think it's bad for football.
Why?
I don't
want to
watch the Pittsburgh Steelers have their tight end take a snap.
Why?
I don't want to watch it. Because I think it's
like
bad for
three
football.
Plays a game.
Don't
what are
watch
you talking
it.
About?
I
bad
don't
for
want...
football.
I,
like, this
listen,
is nonsense.
James,
it's like
I don't watch it.
0.5% of an NFL game.
I don't want to watch punting.
Yeah, I don't want to. Exactly. You know what I don't want to watch? Classic quarterback sneaks. They look basically the same.
But this isn't a classic quarterback sneak.
No, I said, you know what I don't want to watch? I said, I don't want to watch classic quarterback sneaks. How about that?
All right,
because it
that?
Looks exactly the same. Like,
right.
This is nonsensical.
I don't like to watch throwing.
It's not a football play.
I actually
like,
do. I do
about?
Like to watch throwing, and I like to watch when a quarterback
yeah, he's
sneak.
He's joking. We're messing with
you, know
you buddy.
The, you know what the thing is about a quarterback sneak is, James? It's a sneak.
Oh God!
Oh, stop it! Everybody
might,
knows they're doing it.
No,
oh
they
stop,
don't.
Dude, stop.
If I have Saquon Barkley in the backfield, I might hand him the ball.
No.
But when I have Dallas Goedert lined up 1/2 of an inch. A freaking fingernail away from Jalen. I know
seen
it.
Him hand it off out of that.
Yeah, we've seen him pitch it. We've seen him throw it.
Very,
yeah,
absolutely.
Very, very infrequently.
So
that's because we're stop the play,
right.
And then you'll play off of
Listen,
it.
Listen, we have given you our positions.
Yours is dumb.
All right.
So dumb.
Where do you stand? 215. I'm not messing around today. I know I'm going to take all the barbs.
Neither are we, big dog.
I can tell. I'm well aware. 215-592-9494. Where are you at? Give me a succinct argument. Why it should stay, why it should go. And I know a lot of people don't like my arguments, but those are my honest arguments. That's my opinion. Tell me what you think. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. More in the Phils. Your chance to win Phillies tickets. We got a lot. We got a lot today. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.